brought to you by Penguin.
The 12 Dells of Christmas, written and read by me, Sir David Jason. Introduction.
It is at Christmas time that want is most keenly felt, and abundance rejoices. That was Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, 1843. Not that long ago, over lunch at a rather fancy restaurant in London, an executive from ITV looked me in the eyes and said, "David, you know what? You would make the most perfect Scrooge." Which I have to say caused me to pause briefly from chewing on my chicken escalop and take a moment. Well, I mean, how would you feel if someone came straight out and said, "I saw you and thought of Scrooge?" Because, yes, of course, we all know that Ebenezer Scrooge turns out to be a good guy in the end. After the three ghosts of Christmas have pitched up and finished frightening him half to death, the old scrimper's human spirit is unlocked. He realizes the true cost of his meanness and finally grows a heart and puts it to some use. That's the Scrooge story, or what we would now call, on the back of the reality television shows, his journey. I'm officially old enough to remember when a journey meant actually going somewhere, but let's not get into that now. However, our image of Scrooge tends to be, as it were, front-loaded, does it not? By which I mean, if you describe someone as Scrooge-like, you're not generally implying they're the type to knock on your door on Christmas morning with a big grin on their face, a huge turkey under their arm, and a bottle of champagne all ready to pop. On the contrary, you're thinking of the sour-faced tightwad from the beginning of the tale. The bloke who barks, "Bah, humbug!" The character who is, in Dickens' words, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. And just to remove any remaining traces of doubt about it, Dickens went on. "The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice." Hence, dear reader, my moment of personal reflection back there in the restaurant with a mouthful of pricey chicken. Scrooge? Who? Moi? But such, of course, are the daily knocks and setbacks, the low blows and blindside rabbit punches for the humble thespian and small-screen entertainer as he goes about his business of attempting to enthrall and delight the watching nation. It's called casting, obviously, and anyone who goes into acting expecting a life of unbroken flattery in this department is going to be sorely disappointed somewhere along the line. Saw me and thought of Scrooge? I'd heard worse, frankly. Indeed, I got one of my most important breaks in television when, essentially, Ronnie Barker saw me and thought of a 100-year-old gardener called Dithers. I was about 30 at the time, with a spring in my eye and a twinkle in my step. But no matter. And actually, now we're on the subject, I saw you and thought of a deluded Cockney chancer flogging hooky gear off a market stall wasn't a completely complimentary thing to hear either. But that didn't work out too badly. No, as time and experience have taught me, the only thing to do at these moments is to bite your lip, jut out your chin, and think of the work. The fact was, the man from ITV was offering me a part in a new production of A Christmas Carol, a starring role in a big and no doubt handsomely budgeted festive number, and, well, you don't go sneezing at those with a nipped and pointed nose or otherwise. So, plenty to consider there and much to discuss before they came round with the dessert trolley. Yet as I resumed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?